And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, Boomer, we're going to do that audio clip here in just a minute. That first clip we've got of a professor speaking out on the issue of what's happening with wokeness in universities. And I'll tell you this, states are fighting back. Like right here, I got a story. Iowa bill pushes to halt the woke agenda in state universities. Fox News has this story March 8th, so just about, what, 3 weeks ago, two and a half? A bill progressing through the Iowa House of Representatives would halt a woke agenda in the state's colleges by banning diversity, equity, and inclusion spending. It's the quote from the sponsor, State Representative Taylor Collins, says, "For too long, the DEI bureaucracies at our institutions of higher ed have been used to push a woke agenda on the faculty, staff, and students. Under the guise of diversity and inclusion, these programs work to indoctrinate students into their preferred political ideologies." And it's true. It used to be that you'd have that liberal professor, you know. I had some. I'm sure everybody did. Anybody who went to college had that one professor you could tell was a, you know, former hippie or something. It just had that whole kind of liberal mindset, and it kind of came out in their teachings. Now what we're seeing is the universities themselves taking the position by having DEI offices that push it. Well, the legislation in Iowa, the critics of it are saying eliminating the DEI office is going to remove necessary support. Oh, we're not going to be able to do things. They're trying to hurt us. But the opponents of DEI initiatives are saying just the opposite, which you can imagine, that these are practices. These DEI hiring practices are an effort to push policies that expressly favor certain demographic groups over others. It's called racism or affirmative action, and it's wrong. Boomer, let's get that audio clip. You got that thing ready for me, bud? I got two of them. So one is this professor, right? You got that one? All right, let's go ahead and play it.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announcing plans to eliminate funding for diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, programs across all of Florida's universities. And a new board that he's appointed has already begun reshaping policies at the state's liberal arts university, one of them called the New College of Florida, which is located in Sarasota. In a new op-ed, our next guest says DeSantis is right to reform these universities. New College of Florida Board of Trustees member Mark Bauerlein joins us now. Mark, thanks very much. I read your op-ed. Love this approach. So because this is a public university, the governor has the prerogative to nominate new trustees. You can elect a new president close to the governor and change these policies. Is this unique power to Florida, or is this something other states could do as well?
Well, other states could do it. We've had a phenomenon in America for decades now. It's a curious and exasperating phenomenon where we have red states with popular conservative governors, and yet in the middle of these states, we have public universities operating hard left programs. And I don't mean sort of centrist liberal programs. I mean programs such as schools of education that have put identity politics into overdrive. And we have many, many conservative voters, Republican voters across the country or in these red states who are so frustrated. Why can't we do anything about this? Why can't we have the public university be a little more representative of the state? And the fact is that a lot of Republican governors have...
Yeah, so that was I went in and stopped. That was a great quote or interview there. I got to give credit, by the way. That was a Fox News interview, and I've forgotten the man's name. Boomer may be looking it up for me right now, but he was a trustee, actually, at what's called New College. I'm good, Boomer. Don't worry about it. But the reality is this. He's saying it. We got to take issues because these are state-funded universities. They're not like a little bit center-left, you know, got some stuff in there that's, you know, not necessarily conservative. But no, these are hard-left progressive liberals putting policies in place that are contrary to even to the culture of the state. And I get it. You're going to see some stuff. If you have a college base in San Francisco, you might see some things that you would expect to be, you know, more left than you would in Alabama. But what we're seeing right now is Alabama, Georgia, Florida. This is an insidious means of bringing a different culture into the state. Now, Let me back up. I'm not that guy saying, get off my grass. You know, I recognize that people can have differing views. The question is the state-funded side of things. And, oh, by the way, don't pretend you don't have it. And do you allow opposing views? That's the important piece. Now, DeSantis, he's got his pretty much going on right now. He had his Stop Woke Act that went into law last year. However, it has been currently enjoined in court. And the federal appeals court in Florida upheld the injunction just last week. Story here on CNN that came out over the weekend. Federal appeals court this past Thursday ruled that a temporary block on a portion of the law pushed by Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis restricting what can be taught in Florida public colleges will remain in place. The three-judge panel issued a 138-page order. That's huge. Listen, I'm going to tell you, we're not done with this. I mean, higher wokeness, it's a thing. And it's right here in Alabama. And it is not something that we need to allow to continue unfettered, and certainly not to be mandatory, nor to be part of the hiring, nor, by the way, to not allow for opposing viewpoints. All right, enough of that one. We'll switch gears when we get back. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back.